Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, we've been meditating on the 9th and 10th commandment, which helps us to not ruin our lives and our happiness by lust and greed and pride. Yesterday, we reflected on the way that fasting can overcome lust, and today, the way that almsgiving conquers greed. Now, greed is the disordered love of money and the stuff you can get with money. So, what's the antidote? Very clearly, the best practice you can do to counteract greed is to give alms, to donate money to something for a supernatural reason. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, most people don't think they are greedy. And most people would say they don't have a disordered love of money or of stuff. But actually, if push came to shove, they'd probably admit that they are often preoccupied with money or physical stuff, or that these things cause them to worry. And what you're preoccupied with actually shows what you love, what you care about, because being preoccupied means you spend a lot of time thinking, caring, worrying about something. And our culture is super preoccupied with money. We think of money as the measure of our success. Money is how most people think of their whole education, because they think of education as preparation for finding a good career, which is code for a job that pays a lot of money. And we're preoccupied with our car payments, our house payments, our medical payments, our home renovation payments. And we want to be sure that we have enough money for our kids' education, our kids' weddings, our own retirement. And we definitely worry that we'll outlive our money, or who and how will we give our money after we're dead? Or I should say, to whom will we give our money after we're dead? Now that's one I don't have to worry about. So that means you don't have to worry about, Teresa. Teresa, you should be more worried about the debt I might pass on to you. Though I think debt just dies with you. And how many of us vote based primarily on the economy? Which means how much we have to pay in taxes, or how expensive gas is, or what the rate of inflation is. That means that many of us act as though the biggest issue facing our nation is money. Not immorality or godlessness, but money. The point is, we often act like money is the most important thing in our lives, individually and corporately. Maybe that's why Christ explicitly reminded us that we can't serve both God and money. So, what can we do to show that we do actually value God more than money? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our most fundamental problems never stem from not having enough money. And the truth is, most of us actually don't need more money. We all need more of God. So God has given us an opportunity to show that, as a matter of fact, we don't need more money. Everybody thinks they do, though. Everybody talks like they do. We all say, we're barely making it here. We're just hand to mouth, you know? We're right on the edge. But really, that's not true. Almost nobody who says that is actually malnourished or homeless. The people in this culture who constantly complain about money have four walls and a roof over their heads. They have the internet. They have a cell phone. And they're more likely to be overweight than starving. So we don't need more money, and we show that we aren't slaves to money, that we don't base our hopes on money, that the desire for money doesn't dominate us when we voluntarily give some of our money away. That's how we show it. When we give alms, we make it clear that money is not the most important thing in our life. Money is not our salvation. It's not our security or our basis for happiness. We do that by giving some of our money away. And Christ says, you have to choose. Which is more important to you, me or your money? And the only way you can actually make that choice is by practicing almsgiving. And the more generous you are with almsgiving, the more clearly you make the right choice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Almsgiving is where you choose between Christ and money, and where you choose rightly. You choose Christ over money when you give your money to Christ. And how do you give your money to Christ? Well, there are two groups Jesus identified himself with. He identified himself with the church. Remember when he said to St. Paul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he identified himself with the poor. Remember when he said, "Whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did for me." So give to the church and to those organizations who work for the mission of the church, and give to the poor and to those organizations who really serve the poor, whether those are poor in body or in mind or in soul, because spiritual poverty is even greater than physical poverty. And if we do that, then we free ourselves from the slavery and the anxiety of money, and we give directly to Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The primary reason to give alms is to give yourself to Jesus in return for all he has given to you. But we miss the whole point when we think the primary reason we give our money is to bring about some good in the church or in the world or for some poor people. That is not the primary reason we give our money. We give our money because it represents ourselves, which we want to give to Jesus. And as we just said, Jesus identified himself with the church and the poor. So when we give to them, we give to him. Now, there are two potential problems with giving to the church or to the poor. They may waste the money or use it for bad purposes. A poor drunkard or drug addict might use it for their addiction or to continue in their irresponsibility, and we fear that we might enable them. The same could be said of the church, as we've seen with cases of abuse. However, I can tell you, the evil use of money in the church is far outweighed by the good it does throughout the world. In the book of Leviticus, when the people brought sacrificial offerings to the priest either burned the sacrifice or ate it themselves. We don't give to the poor or the church because they will be the best stewards of the funds. We give to the poor and the church because Jesus identified himself with both. And when we give to them, we give to him. And if we refuse to give to them, we refuse to give to Jesus. Now there's a little point here that in our pride, we want to control things. And pride is closely connected with our desire to achieve things. So we may want to ensure that we have a good return on our investment when we give charitably. I want to achieve something good with my donation. That's not why we give. That just feeds our pride and our sense of achievement. Now, all nonprofits should operate with the best business practices. But again, that's not the reason we give. We give to show God we're not slaves to our money or our pride or our sense of achievement. We're giving to Jesus. And according to Scripture, which means according to God, we should be giving 10%. And a good formula is to give 4% to your parish, 1% to the diocese, and 5% to other organizations that take care of the poor. So the question is, are you giving 10%? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what did this cause you to reflect upon, Teresa?
I think, I always start by saying that, don't I? One thing that crossed my mind was that reality of the anxiety that comes with it. Because anytime I feel that anxiety sneaking up on me, I'm like, I give this much away. And if I didn't give that much away, maybe I'd be less anxious. And I'm like, I would just be more anxious because then I'd just be holding on even tighter to money. But every time that I allow that to leave my bank account, I'm taking my eyes off of it in a way. And I'm going, I'm still fine and I'm still okay.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of you because you're 21 and you support a missionary.
Mm-hmm. Granted, it's easy because I like her.
Well, you're in relationship mm-hmm. with the missionary, which is excellent, mm-hmm. but you're 21 and you're supporting a missionary. I think mm-hmm. that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love when we just did this Advent challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We got so many gifts around the world, from around the world, and a lot of them were small gifts. But I know that those small gifts were genuinely sacrificial giving.
Yeah, it held me back for a while thinking I'm just a college student, or obviously I'm not a college student now, but just out of college, so I can't contribute the crazy significant numbers that some people can, and that held me back for a while because I thought, oh, well, this is meaningless to the in the grand scheme of things. But I did start at least beginning with that mindset of just whatever I can give. So when I first started supporting missionary friends of mine, I'd be like, all I can do is buy you coffee once a month. All I can do is send you that much money and that's all that you can buy with it. That's okay. I got one foot in the door. When I have more, I'll give it to you. And eventually I did have enough that I could actually support a bit more. But it was hard at first thinking that mentality of, I want to make the biggest impact.
Yeah.
And that was not in my wheelhouse. But if everyone who has that just a little bit to give doesn't give, you know, there could be a big difference if everyone was even sending $5 to someone, because that builds up a lot, especially when you're fundraising for your own salary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the missionary you support is really happy with the small regular gift you give her.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think it was,
and it makes a difference in her life.
Then, in a way, I knew when I have the time, when I have the money, I will. And now I'm giving that.
We can bring the rosary to people over the world, and we can train spiritual mentors who can then mentor thousands and thousands and thousands of people to grow in holiness. And the best way, my dream, is that we have 10,000 people giving us a small, supporting us, helping us with a small monthly gift.
Yeah.
Now, I look at my own charitable giving, and sometimes it can be difficult, but if I take time to look at where I personally am wasting money,
yeah.
If I go through all the ways that I spend money habitually without thinking about it, all the auto pays and the subscriptions, and then see what's really necessary to my life, or what's just for comfort or pleasure, entertainment, or honestly just what I'm wasting that I forgot about. If I would just look at that once or twice a year and then cancel some of those things, I have a lot more money to give.
If I just made the sacrifice of only making coffee at home and never buying coffee at coffee shops, I could save hundreds.
Well, honestly, you wouldn't have to do it all the time. If you would just sacrifice a couple of coffees a month and dedicate that as a monthly gift to your missionary friend, it's a huge difference.
That's true.
Huge difference.
You can pool a lot of money, but it's funny to me that my first thought when I get anxious about money is, there's that one payment, instead of all the stupid little things I spend money on. And I think that's the thing I'm avoiding.
Yeah.
And I think it helps me actually get my money in line better when I know that a certain percentage of my paycheck is going to someone else. I then have to look at everything else and be a bit more serious about what I'm spending money on.
Whoa, you just hit a phenomenal principle. When we give the first part of our day to God in prayer, it tends to get the rest of our day in order. If we would give the first part of our money to God, it would start to get the rest of our money in order.
It's so true. Because if I think I have wiggle room, it gets dangerous.
Now, it makes sense why God asked for 10%. He didn't ask for all our money. He said, just give me the first 10%. And then that will get the rest of our money in order. You know, it's so amazing. We in our prayer life, we tend to leave God the scraps, what's at the end of the day. And then we end up not giving him anything.
Yeah.
And we do the same with our money. We tend to give God what we have left over, and then we don't give him anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if we give him the first part of our day in prayer and the first part of our money in tithe and charitable giving, we'll always have enough time and we'll always have enough money. It's amazing. You know, God is really smart.
He's got this all figured out.
Yeah, if we would just follow what he says. Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.